Summer Breakfast.
The Charlie Battisti & Co, Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Questions without notice.
Yes, indeed. For Charlie Battisti & Co, Melbourne's most trusted scoop repairer of You're prestige firing. German vehicles.
You're going down.
When we get Steve Monaghetti on the line, distance running legend, I want to ask him if this record has been ratified because it was 3 seconds faster than the previous world's best. He's run this in 15 minutes, 52 seconds, a 5K. Just turned 60, Moners. The 60 and over category is the category he would have was going for. But it wasn't, there was no electric timing at the track out at Collingwood. So we'll see how it goes. But he's hoping that those athletics governing bodies acknowledge it as a new world record. And off the text, to put Moners' 5,000 metres over 60's record into context for the listeners, there are probably only one or two current AFL players that could get anywhere near it. I'm not sure any of them could get anywhere near that. That's 3 minute, 11 second Ks over 5 Ks. Mind you, they've got about 20 or 30 kegs on Moners. But that to still be doing that at 60, I hope I'm still relatively active and fit at 60.
I think you will be.
Not to that level. That is amazing, isn't it? What an inspiration he is, Moners.
My word, he is. I've got a questions without notice for him when he comes on.
Have you?
Yep.
What is it?
I wonder how many pairs of runners he's been through over his career.
Yeah. And how often he would have churned through them back in his heyday.
Does he get through two pairs a week? Is it two a month? Is it?
Yeah.
I wonder what it is.
We did a lot on the track, of course. I reckon for the marathons, they change them over pretty frequently. There was a bit of a debate or a bit of a storm, just coming back to the World Cup, over Brazil's dancing after goals, a bit of samba dancing. And there was Roy Keane said it's disrespectful and rubbing in the face of the opposition. Opposing teams entitled to feel disrespected by the Brazilians dancing after they score?
Isn't that part
of their culture, isn't it?
Yeah. For their life.
Good on them. More colour the better, I would have thought.
Geez, they were good yesterday.
Oh, I'd be dancing too if I was scoring goals like that. Richarlison. They're on fire, the Brazilians.
I've got into this World Cup.
I've been very
into the soccer.
Given you're right into it and you're following Portugal very closely, does Cristiano Ronaldo start the next
game? No, that's my question.
Oh, is that your question for me? I'll say no, absolutely not.
I don't think you can't put him in the starting lineup.
Just by virtue of the fact they just won a game 6-1.
His petulant behaviour, can't do it.
And at this time of the tournament, games frequently go to extra time and you need to play extra minutes. Mm. So maybe you bring him – you can't play the full 90, certainly can't play the 120. So bring him off the bench late on for a bit of a sugar hit.
And for those that haven't heard, now I don't know the commentary that was at the ground because obviously we've been on air. He looked to leave the ground early with the rest of the team out there thanking their supporters over in Qatar and walking around the ground and clapping their hands, and it appeared to us that Cristiano, he made his way off and straight up the tunnel.
And as this texter George in Namurka suggests, maybe we should ask Mona about the super shoes because they're all the debate, the talk at the moment, the Nike runners, the new super shoes. Ask him if they helped him break the world record.
Oh, okay.
I think they're legal, those, but they're just an advancement in technology that a lot of the world's best runners are using at the moment.
Charlie Battisti, question without notice. Why have they made the change on Good Friday? Participating teams.
Yeah, so still to be confirmed, of course, by the AFL. So we await their justification.
I don't care.
Oh, for
you, your opinion.
Ratings, crowd, attendance, everything. All the things that are... And plus, I think a lot of it will... The fixture will reflect where the AFL thinks certain clubs are at. Now, they're going to anticipate, I reckon, that Carlton are going to be a relevant team this year, next year, on the rise. I think they're not just going to play Good Friday, but they're going to play a lot more Friday night games and prime time games in those attractive slots because the AFL figure that they will be a team that will be good to watch. And they certainly were this year. Whether they won, lost, whatever it was, they were a thrill a minute team to watch. I mean, even right down to the bitter end in those narrow losses that meant they didn't play finals, you couldn't say their games weren't entertaining.
Fantastic.
They were amazing.
Absolutely brilliant.
So I think that's the reason in a nutshell, as it often is.
And I think because the gap between their best and their worst is now so narrow, Carlton, and that's why they have so many close games, is that's a big selling point.
Yeah, we like wild momentum swings too. Mm. And that was either going, this season it was either going for the Blues or drastically against them in other games. Should Cricket Australia look at the Socceroos situation and say, this should have been us? So is the Graham Arnold situation similar to the Justin Langer situation 12 months ago?
I don't see any relevance between either.
Well, one, both have got their results on the board. One was fired, and the other one looks like he's going to sign a new contract. Or is the main difference being that Graham Arnold would appear to have the total buy-in of the dressing room when perhaps Justin Langer's change room support had faded?
It's probably a fair answer to your own question.
It is interesting, though, isn't it? The two codes and the two coaches and how their respective bodies and boards handle it, I suppose, because they are big, big appointments of national profile.
Accolades have been heaped on Graham Arnold from the players. Just fantastic.
Yep. You know, overflowing, haven't they?
Love him. Love him.
Hey, we were talking earlier about players you could least afford to lose. Sam De Koning would be huge for the Cats. Hugh McCluggage from Brisbane would be the biggest loss for a team. Best wingman in the game and kicks goals. That's Mookers in Strathmore. Obviously, all this in the wake of the loss of Max King for a good 5, 6, 7 months.
Bill from Adelaide's going to fix you.
With what?
Some Stones ginger wine.
Oh, I saw this.
He said hook into a bit of that.
And then rug up, sweat it out.
Sweat it out.
Works every Bang. Time. Oh, sounds
Done.
Nasty.
You'll be How back long? In here tomorrow morning, bouncing around.
Question without notice, will I be here tomorrow?
No. Odds on no. No. Oh, a little.
Don't make
what
me
about
laugh.
The timing of that little cough.
Don't make me laugh, I told you. Hey, how about this? We spoke about Clayton Oliver's haircut. Mm. Rude do it is. Lock Clary in for a Brownlow. Hair out of his face. Grundy tapping it down his throat. Look out.
That's got to be a real coup for Melbourne, in my opinion, to have two quality Tapmen in Gawn and Grundy. That's massive, yep. Isn't it?
How they use them will be really interesting. Actually, we speak about Sam De Koning. Some breaking news out of the Cats. He signed a contract extension at Geelong. Sam De Koning, this is great news for he and the club, of course. And it's through until at least the end of 2025. So his current contract would have taken him through to the end of next year, 2023. So he's added 2 years onto the back of that after an ultra-impressive season. The 19th pick in the 2019 National Draft exploded onto the scene this year. What a player he is. And his brother, Tom, at Carlton, still yet to re-sign at the Blues. His final year of his contract is next year as well. And he would appear to be in no rush to sign at this
stage. You're a Blues man.
Sign him up quick.
Yeah, okay. Out of the playing group you have, who needs to be retooled to make you a better team? Out of the playing group you have. So forget the recruits that are coming in.
Jeez.
You know, and you've lost Stocker and a few of those guys. Who's the guy that needs to go from forward to back or back to forward or more time in the midfield? Is there someone you need to retool to give you that little edge you now need to one be in the eight and two challenge for the
Not
flag?
Not to dodge the question, but I think it's the 18 on the field when they don't have the ball. If I'm a Carlton supporter, I want to see that defensive system for improve sure. under Michael Voss next year. Another pre-season under him to learn the defensive. I reckon that's the part that at times this year, teams went too easily through Carlton back the other way. So
Who's
I would,
your defensive coach?
Who is the defensive coach? That's a question without notice. Yeah, I'd have to check that. I'm not sure. But it's not just about the backs anyway. It's about the full 18 and how they go about it. I reckon that will be an area that the Blues will want to address. Just before we get to the news, question for Scoob. Is there a scenario where you would call up a young wild thing like Lance Morris for a test over someone like Scotty Boland? Chris
no.
in Bateman's Bay.
No.
You were strong on this earlier, weren't
no,
you?
Scotty Boland's earned his spot. No. And this young fellow will get his chance. But while Scott Boland's fit, he doesn't jump him, nowhere known. And there will be an opportunity. Yeah, there'll be two bowlers break down and, you know, the door opens he'll get his opportunity.
And listen, we can't be calling him Wild Thing either. Another nomination, Lance Morris, Maverick. He feels the need.
The bullet from Bustle.
For speed, yeah. The Bustle and Bullet. The Bustle and Bullet is a nice one. Just before we get to the news, one last one. Is St Kilda's season over already after Max King's gone down? Can they make finals without him?
Did you think they were going to make finals anyway?
Oh, I reckon they were in the conversation. No, it's done.
Not my opinion.
Okay. Righto, let's get to the news headlines. Sam Fantasia.
I send back the emoji thumbs up and we'll move on.